This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about the state of our country. I seldom use Be moments to address our political climate, and even though I could likely talk on in about it, I don't believe God has called me to do that type of work. But if you've heard my messages before, you know that I am not a fan of President Trump. I see him as a dishonorable person all around. But I happen to be flipping through the Bible, and I turn to Jonah, and I see this as no coincidence. So if you'll remember, God instructed Jonah to preach a revival in the town of Nineveh. But Jonah believes the people there are so unworthy of hearing God's word and ultimately being saved by it that he sails in the opposite direction of the town of Nineveh. Now, of course, God has a way of bringing his children back to do what he wants them to do. Jonah does end up in the town of Nineveh, and he preaches a powerful revival that turns 120,000 people to God. And God, in turn, showed mercy on them. But Jonah thought these people should have been destroyed because they were the arch enemy of Israel. And so I brought that thinking to our present day reality and how we might think about the president or even may not understand his supporters. And so while we might disagree on policy matters, we should avoid harboring bitterness or unforgiveness in our heart from whom God still loves. So these are the words I would encourage us to cling to. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Psalm 139, 23, 24. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, release anything in your heart that is not of God.